All right, take a couple minutes. Tell us about poker. What can we learn here from you, Jim?
Okay, I think, well, first of all, obviously, the best thing to do is to go to your local bookstore and get a book. You know, Doyle Brunson, anybody. I don't want to mention names because there are a lot of good people out there. Just about any book you grab will help you. All right. Then you could go online and just type in Texas Hold'em odds. Okay? Study the odds. All right? And then my big thing is having a memory, a good memory. It comes in handy to first of all, having a good memory doesn't help you with Texas Hold'em, believe me. I mean, other than remembering odds and situations, it doesn't give you an advantage. All right? It does in blackjack and other games, but not in Texas Hold'em. But what I do is I have what I call the Sweet 16. Okay? What the Sweet 16 is to me is when I get dealt my two cards down, before any other cards are dealt, the Sweet 16 are the 16 best two cards that you can get. And that's like ace, ace, king, king, queen, queen, jack, jack. What do you think the fifth one is, George?
Jack, jack, 10, 10?
No, it's actually ace, king suited. And then 10, 10, then ace, queen suited, then ace, jack suited, then ace, king off suit, then king, queen suited. See, and I have all these memorized in my head.
That's valuable.
Well, it is, because it does, let me tell you something. No matter how good you are and how much you know about that game, it doesn't. You can still lose to the normal guy that doesn't know anything.
He just stumbles his way into victory.
I know. It's amazing. Like, I had ace-ace. I have an ace and an ace, and we have...
All in.
The guy takes me all in, and I know he's bluffing. You know, I read this guy like a book. You could see he's lying. He's a young guy, and he was lying, you know. But I thought, I'm going to go all in anyway. And he turns over his cards. He has a king and a three. The flop comes up. The first three cards that come up, a pair of threes in there. So now he has three threes and he beats me.
He's already got
you. What are you going to do? No matter how much you read the people, no matter how much you know, that's what's cool about the game. You can always
beat a pro. Would you stay in? Let's say they gave you a six and a nine. Would you stay in? Those are your first two cards.
It depends where I'm at on the button. It depends where I'm sitting. Like if everybody else drops and if I have the most money and everybody drops and just the one guy in front of me stays in, I might hang out. But if I'm the first guy betting and everybody's in the game, there's no way.
What do you do if everyone drops and they come to you and you're the only one left and you haven't made a decision yet? Do you automatically win?
Well, obviously, yeah.
You do? I mean, they don't just keep going around giving people a second shot?
No. Didn't you play this game? This is a cool game.
Yeah, I'd play a little bit.
Oh, it's the coolest game in the world. It is the coolest game. I love this game.